Greetings, our Tiger sports fans, and welcome back from the spring break. I am now speaking with track athlete Victor Banjo over here, track athlete freshman, sprinter, and hurdler. Victor, say hello to the folks out there.
How you doing out there? What's going on?
So, Victor, you recently became the most recent All-American from Wittenberg University. What did you do it in, and how did you do it?
Well, I mean, it's very hard to do, like, you know, become that, because people always dream of becoming, like, All-American or national champ. But, I mean, you just sit down, think to yourself, what do you want to do? Have that motivation to, like, stride again. And you just, I mean, you work hard every day, you do what you can, just making everything, like, little by little. And eventually, if you just know that in your heart that you get there, you get there.
And, of course, we're speaking of the 60-meter dash at the indoor track national meet, which was last weekend, correct, Victor?
Yeah, 60-meter dash is it's a race. It's a nice race. It's really short, but, I mean, you just got to know what you're doing when you do that race, man, because, I mean, a lot of things count when your dry phase coming out, blocks, every little thing counts in that race, and anything can mess it up, so.
So this took place last weekend, and where was it?
It was in Grinnell, Iowa.
In the middle of nowhere, I'm sure. And go over the weekend for us. How did things go? Prelims were on the first couple days, and just kind of go through the weekend and what you did beforehand, how you got there, where you stayed, that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, first we flew out of here Thursday morning, like at 6 in the morning. We flew out of here like at 7. Went to Chicago, flew down, and landed in Des Moines. After that, I drove to Grinnell, and I started practicing just to get in touch. It was a good facility. The facilities are great there. You know, I just got mentally prepared, did my warm-ups, you know, just like doing everything I can, get used to the track. I mean, it was a great experience, and then I was just getting mentally knowing what I got to do. Like, I was freaking out at the same time because there's so many people there, but, I mean, I just did what I can, like, you know, put my head inside and just know what I got to do to, like, come out with a W, you know. Hopefully everything went well.
So prelims were on Thursday, correct?
No, prelims were on Friday.
Okay, so prelims were on Friday. Yeah. And how many people were entered into prelims?
Prelims, you had top 13, and for girls, it was top 15. So we had two heats on Friday. I was in the first heat. I ended up losing by a little, but I came out total, like, coming in the seed, I was fourth seed, and then finals were on Saturday. And then I also came fourth for that one. It was a good race, a very good race. I mean, I honestly just feel like I stumbled my blocks a little after gaining my ground, but it was a very good race, and, I mean, I'm really appreciative for those guys because, I mean, they pushed me to want to go harder and harder every time I'm racing against them. So hopefully in the outdoor season is going to be better.
Absolutely, always working to get one step better. So what does it take to be an All-American, Victor? You mentioned you got fourth place. What place does it take in order to be considered All-American?
It takes you just have that motivation. Like, you want to do hard, you want to do well. I mean, you just stride out into courage, and that's something my mom always taught me. And, like, that's why I feel like I'm so very successful in my athletics today, because without her, it wouldn't be possible for me. Like, I just always, every day, my whole family, like, we're all athletes, and we always, like, push ourselves, but, like, she pushed me to the edge of where I even know I had. Like, I know I have more in me. I just got to, like, find it and just bring it out because I know I can do better than I did. But to be an All-American, you just got to fight. You have to want it. You got to, like, fight for it every single day at practice. You push yourself. I mean, even off the track, you got to push yourself no matter what, because you know your motivation. If you sit down, do what you got to do, look at stuff to get better and better, and you know you want that All-American, you're going to get it. You just got to know what you want, though.
So now looking ahead to all outdoor season, you mentioned you wanted to keep getting better to compete with those guys that were in that final race at indoor season. What are the kinds of things you're going to do out on the track, out in the practice every day to push yourself to get better? What kind of things do you do every day for practice?
I mean, I haven't ran 2 years. Like, last time I ran was in high school because last year I wasn't running. But this, I mean, pretty much I'm going to do the same things I've done so far, which have been just like, I mean, the workouts Coach Paris gives me, I mean, they're really, really tough. And honestly, I have not done those in a while, and they kill me. But, like, pretty much my warm-ups are really good. I mean, what I do mentally is just, like, when I run each, like, workout, I just, like, okay, this is what I got to do. This is what I got to do to get better. I got to fight through the pain no matter what. I mean, I just, like, mentally push myself to get where I can. I always tell myself I got to push myself, and no matter what, I'm going to get there. So, like, even if it's hurting, no matter what, I push myself. And eventually I end up doing what I got to do. So, like, I know that when I go out and race in the real meet, then I know I'm mentally prepared and everything will be fine. So
Victor, you're from Sugar Land, Texas, and this is the final question. You're from Sugar Land, Texas. What brought you to a school? What made you decide on a school in Springfield, Ohio, specifically Wittenberg?
honestly, I'm going to tell you the truth. I had no clue what Wittenberg was. But last year, my friend, my best friend goes here right now. His name is Harry Kalabala. He came, he told us to come up here, me and my couple of other friends. We drove up here last April for, like, Woodfest, just to, like, see him and everything. And he told me that he wanted me, he said that if you really want to come to the school, because I was looking at the school, like, this is beautiful. He's like, you want to come here? And I was like, sure. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's like, I can give you a tour and check it out. And then he gave me a tour, and took it out. Like, I checked it out, and it was very, very nice. And I was like, wow. And he just said, look up the school if you want to make sure, like, you know, the academics and everything are well, which I really did. I looked really hard to the school, and this whole school is really great academics-wise. And I was just like, wow, like, yeah. I wanted to get away from everything that was going on in Texas, and I felt like this would be a great opportunity. So he talked to some of the football coaches, and they got me. They started talking to me, and then they got me to, like, recruit and everything, recruiting process, and they got my grades, transcripts, and everything. And then, yeah, it was a done deal, and I came here, and I, ever since then, I haven't looked back because I really love the school. And I just hope my career here continues to grow and develop.
So, Victor, I kind of deceived you earlier. I said that was the last question, but here's the real last question. Who do you have winning the NCAA basketball tournament, you know, March Madness? Who's going to take home the crown?
I mean, honestly, I mean, there's a lot of teams. I don't know any upsets right now, but, I mean, everybody probably has this team. I honestly think it's going to be Kentucky. Even though they lost to Vanderbilt, I'm not happy with that. But, I mean, them guys can hoop. Like, I know, like, people, like, go through times where they're like, oh, crap, we lost. But, like, it's March Madness. Like, I don't think they're gonna give 110%, and they're going to show their true colors. So I feel like they're going to just kill a lot of teams. So.
All right, Victor, thanks a lot for your time. It's been a pleasure here talking with you. You have any call-outs or shout-outs to anybody in Tiger Sports Nation?
I mean, I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank all the coaches for bringing me here. I want to thank all the staff and all the teachers, just everybody that's brought me to the school. I really love it. I just thank you for this great opportunity to be here. And I don't know how to thank you guys. Like, I just love it here and just hope that everything stays well and everything. And just God bless you for everything you've done. Thank you so much.
All right, Victor, thanks a lot. And thank you, Tiger Sports fans, for listening. Once again, this has been an interview with Victor Banjo, freshman track sprinter here at Wittenberg University. And for myself and Victor, we'll say so long until next week.